except Allah without a partner or associate. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be granted to the prophets, pure family, and to all of his noble companions. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. All whom you believe, fear Allah as he should be feared, and die not except in the state of Islam. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. O mankind, be dutiful to your Rabb Allah. Who created you from a single soul. وخلق منها زوجها. And from him, Adam, he created his wife. And from them both, he created many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights. And do not cut the relations of the wombs, the kinship. Surely Allah is ever an all-watcher over you. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. O who you believe, keep your duty to Allah and fear him and speak always the truth. He will direct you to do righteous good deeds and will forgive you your sins. And whosoever obeys Allah and his messenger, he has indeed achieved a great achievement. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. It proceeds that the most truthful speech is that of Allah's book, the Quran, and that the best of guidance is that of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and that the worst of evils are innovations which are foreign to the true teachings of Islam. And every innovated matter in the deen is a bid'ah. And if a bid'ah is a dalala, is a misguidance. And every dalala is in the fire of hell. Know, may Allah's mercy be upon me and you, that there is great wisdom in the pre-decree of sins. And that is the witnessing of the perfect wisdom of Allah, the Most High, in His pre-decrees and ordinances. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to manifest His favors upon His slaves and to complete the favors upon them and to diversify that. And from these ni'am favors is that he forgives the wrongdoer, forgives the sin, accepts the repentance of those who sincerely repent, and if Allah will, that no sin to be committed on the earth, then that would be as He chooses. But His will necessitated that which is in accordance with His wisdom, meaning what is entailed by His wisdom. So the slave knows his need to the preservation of Allah and His help. Otherwise, he will be destroyed. And from the hikam, from the wisdoms, extracting the various forms of ubudiyya, of slavery and submission to Allah from the slave when he commits the sin. And that is when he seeks refuge in Allah, seeks help, invokes Him, submits to Him. And this is from the greatest causes behind the slave happiness. And from that is the extraction of the perfect ubudiyya, perfect submission and yielding. أكمل الخلق عبودية, the most perfect of the creation in عبودية are those who are most perfect in yielding and submitting. And from that is for the slave to know and estimate properly the limits of himself and its realities, and that in origin his reality is unjust and ignorant, and injustice and ignorance constitute the source of evil, and that whatever good is in man from knowledge and guidance, then that is from his Rabb who bestowed that upon him. So when the sin is committed, he knows the reality of himself and its defects, and thus strives to perfect. In fact, he stands, subhanahu wa ta'ala, witnessing him while he stands confronting Allah with sins, yet he shields him, keeps him under his eyes, and from that, making the slave known, making him know the generosity of Allah upon him when he accepts his tawbah. Because he is the one who bestowed upon him the success to make the tawbah, and incited him to make the tawbah, and then accepted it from him. And from that is the establishment of the hujjah, the proof, upon the slave, so that he knows whatever touches him is because of what his hands have earned. And from that is for the slave to know that he should treat the people in the way he loves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treats him. When he pardons, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardons him. Recompense is but of the same nature of deeds. And from that is establishment, or establishing excuses for the people, for the sinners. So when he commits the sin, he sees himself as one of the rest who also commit them. And so he asks Allah for them the maghfirah, the forgiveness. And he hopes for them what he hopes for himself. And he fears for them what he fears for himself. And from that, it takes away from him the garment of haughtiness and false pride. And instead, he puts on the garment of humility and broken heart and obedience. And from that is the inciting or agitating the actions of worship in the heart. Fear, awe, love, turning to Allah. These ubudiyat have causes which incite them. And the more that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aids the person by giving him the means that incite these actions of the heart, then this is from his mercy upon him. There may be sins committed by some people that it incited them degrees of fear and love and turning to Allah, which may not have been incited by many acts of worship. Many are the sins which were causes for the uprightness of the slave and his fleeing to Allah and turning away from the path of misguidance. And from that is for the slave to know the favor of well-being and comfort and success. The one who is in continuous well-being may not know what a person who is touched by calamity goes through or suffers. And from that, tawbah and repentance produces great and amazing states of kindness, clemency, love, and gratitude, and praise, and pleasure with Allah Azza wa Jal, being pleased with Him. And from that is ample recognition and magnification of the few favors. When the slave considers the favors upon him as too many for someone who is wrongdoing like himself, then in this case, he will understand the true estimate of favor. And from that is the standing in defiance to Shaitan and infuriating him and striving against him. Because the heart becomes heedless concerning his enemy. But when he is touched by his harm, then he combines his forces and seeks revenge. This is when the heart is alive and noble, and there is no enemy worse to man than Shaitan. So when he has the noble and generous heart, he will strive to enrage his enemy to the utmost extent. And from that is knowing evil, lest one falls in it. Because the one who commits the sin becomes like a physician who is useful in many ways to the ill people in terms of treatment. Because the physician who experienced the illness himself directly and knew of the cure and the treatment is more clever in his profession than the one who studied about the medicine and the treatment by way of description. This is concerning the diseases of the body and also concerning the diseases of the hearts and their cure. And here there is a great benefit. The Sahaba radhiyallahu alayhim, the companions, may Allah be pleased with them all, are the most knowledgeable of the Ummah concerning Islam and the details of the deen, and most intense of mankind regarding attachment to the deen and love of it and striving against its enemies. Why? Because they knew what contradicts the deen before, what contradicted the deen before. They knew the contrast, and they lived it. So when the slave knows the contrasts and knows the means and ways of destruction, then he will direct himself and gather his forces to stand up, to be upright, and to correct himself. And from that is the testing of the slave by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he makes him suffer the pain of turning away from him. So if he resorts to Allah when distressed, when grieved, by longing, worried about his affairs, and invokes him, knowing that there is no deliverance except in correcting that between him and Allah. When he does this, Allah sees that he is succeeding in the test. So he returns to him that which he needs most, opens his ways and gates to him. But if he seeks other than Allah, then definitely he fails the test. And from that is that the divine wisdom necessitated the establishment of desires and lusts in man. And thus, it's inevitable that the sin will take place. And if it doesn't, then man would not be man, but rather would be an angel. As to those who were preserved and protected, then they are the least of humankind. They are the very, very few. And from that, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends good for a person, he will make him forget that he is doing acts of obedience. And if he tries him with the sin, he will make it in front of him wherever he goes, meaning it will be his main concern, and this will be the essence of mercy regarding him, as some of the Salaf rahimahumullah mentioned, that the person will commit the sin and stands in front of his eyes whenever he remembers it, he cries and regrets and seeks forgiveness and turns to Allah in humility and a broken heart, and then will act for the deeds that will be a cause for rahmah, for mercy. But there are those who, when they do righteous deeds, they keep them in front of their eyes, and they look at them as if they have done something that Allah should consider, and they turn haughty. And then also they begin looking at people, why they are not magnifying me? I am the obedient man. So these things continue with him and intensify and may end up being the cause for his admittance to hell, wal-iyadu billah. And from that, the sins entail sticking to humility. When the person recognizes them in the first place and admits them, when he recognizes the mistakes and the errors and the sins and the wrongdoings, then this is the first step on the path of correction. We said earlier that the sin is inevitable, that it is written, and that man will face them as necessitated by his human nature and also as necessitated by the universal pre-decree of Allah and his perfect wisdom in what he decrees. So it's inevitable that the person will commit what is written upon him from the sins. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُتِبَ عَلَى ابْنِ آدَمْ حَظُّهُ مِنَ الزِّنَا فَهُوَ مُدْرِكٌ ذَلِكَ لَا مُحَالَ. Allah has decreed or written for Adam's son his share of adultery, which he commits inevitably. The adultery of the eye is the sight to gaze at a forbidden thing. The adultery of the tongue is the talk. And the inner self wishes and desires and the private parts testify all this or deny it. And this hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And also in the hadith al-Qudsi, Ya ibadi, innakum tukhti'una bil-layli wal-nahar. O my slaves, you commit sins day and night. So what's the deliverance? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most mighty and magnificent, made a way out for the slave concerning the sins which he commits, and wiped out the sins by means and causes, repentance, istighfar, righteous deeds. So if he takes these means, then he will be delivered from the evil of the sins. But if he insists, then he will be destroyed. قال عمر بن عبد العزيز رضي الله رحمه الله. عمر بن عبد العزيز رحمه الله said, يا أيها الناس, O people, من ألم بذنب فليستغفر الله. Whoever commits a sin, let him ask Allah for forgiveness. وليتب, let him repent. فإن عاد, if he returns, meaning to the sin, then let him make istighfar and tawbah. فإن عاد if he returns فليستغفر الله. Let him ask forgiveness from Allah. وليتب and repent. فإنما هي خطايا. For verily these are sins encircling the necks of people. وأن الهلاك كل الهلاك في الإصرار عليها. And the destruction, the full destruction is the insistence upon them. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained sins upon the children of Adam, this is not to be taken as a plea or a pretext for anyone to abandon al-wajibat, what's obligated, أو فعل المحرمات, or to commit the forbidden, the haram. قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله said, وليس لأحد أن يحتج بالقدر على الذنب باتفاق المسلمين وسائر الملل. It's not for anyone to take the qadr, the pre-decree, as a plea or a pretext for committing sins. This is by agreement of Muslims and also all other religions. وسائر العقلاء and the rest of those who are sound of intellect. فإن هذا لو كان مقبولا, had this matter been acceptable, لأمكن لكل أحد أن يفعل ما يحفظ له. Then it would be something free for everyone to do whatever he likes. من فعل من قتل النفوس, killing people, وأخذ الأموال, and taking property unjustly. وسائر أنواع الفساد and the rest of evil deeds on earth. And then ويحتج بالقدر and then take the pre-decree as an excuse. However, ونفس المحتج بالقدر إذا اعتدى عليه أو إذا اعتدي عليه. However, the same person who takes the qadr, the pre-decree as a pretext, if someone transgresses against him, and this transgressor takes the pre-decree as an excuse, he will not accept it from him. بل يتناقض. Rather, he will contradict himself. وتناقض القول يدل على فساده. And the contradiction of the statement indicates its futility. فالاحتجاج بالقدر معلوم الفساد. And thus, taking the pre-decree as a pretext is known in its futility. إذن المخرج من عقوبة الذنب, then the way out from the punishment entailed by the sin is as came in the text in the hadith of Mu'adh, when the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام sent him to Yemen. He said to him, يا Mu'adh, اتق الله حيثما كنت. اتق الله. Fear Allah wherever you may be. وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها. And follow the bad deed with a good one. It will take it away. It will remove it. وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. And treat people in a good way. What's apparent from the hadith is that the bad deeds are removed by the good deeds. And that the good deeds encompass the tawbah, the repentance, and other good deeds as well from the expiators of sins. And this is the closest opinion to be true. And this is what is propounded by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah in Majmu' al-Fatawa, volume 7, pages 487 to 501, and in many other places in his books. قال رحمه الله, he رحمه الله said, وقد دلت نصوص الكتاب والسنة and the textual proofs from the books and the sunnah indicate على أن عقوبة الذنب تزول عن العبد بنحو عشرة أسباب. That the what is entailed from punishment by sins can be removed away by 10 means or causes. Then he began to explain them. And the first one is at-tawbah, repentance. قال رحمه الله, he said, وهذا متفق عليه بين المسلمين. And this is a matter agreed upon by all Muslims. What is at-tawbah? What's the definition of tawbah? Talwa, tawbah means abandoning the sin, knowing its ugliness, regretting doing it, being determined not to return to it if he's able. And correcting from the deeds what he is able to correct, and establishing that which he abandoned from the obligations out of sincerity to Allah, hoping in Him and in His reward, fearing His punishment, and that it should be before death and before the rise of the sun from its west. So the tawbah, تكفر السيئات, expiate the sins. قال الله تعالى في سورة التحريم, سورة 66 verse 8, يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. هذه سورة الفرقان in 25 verse 70. قال الله تعالى إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنا وكان الله غفورا رحيما. Except those who repent and believe and do righteous good deeds, for those Allah will change their sins into good deeds. So through tawbah, sins can be changed into good deeds if the tawbah is correct and in accordance with the conditions whereby it's accepted. قال ابن القيم رحمه الله in his book مدارج السالكين volume 1 page 310 concerning this verse, وهذا من أعظم البشارة للتائبين. And this is from the greatest glad tidings to those who repent. إذا اقترن بتوبتهم إيمان وعمل صالح وهو حقيقة التوبة. If their tawbah is associated with إيمان, faith and righteous deeds, and this is the reality of tawbah. قال ابن عباس, ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما said, ما رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فرح بشيء قط فرحه بهذه الآية. I haven't seen the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم more pleased by with anything more than he was pleased with this آية, the آية of Surah Al-Furqan 25:70. إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا, except those who repent and believe and do righteous deeds, فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما. Allah will change their sins into good deeds, and Allah is all-forgiving, most merciful. This is one. And then, وَفَرَحُهُ بِنُزُولِ and his pleasure with the revelation of Surah Al-Fath, 48, verses 1 and 2, إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا ليغفر لك الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر. Verily we have given you a manifest victory that Allah may forgive you your sins of the past and the future and complete His favor on you and guide you on the right path. Some stops with the issue of tawbah. First, the door of tawbah is open. Whether it is from the kafir, or the mushrik, or the apostate, or the tyrant, or the transgressor, or the sinner. Second, at-tawbatu tawbatan. Repentance is of two types, wajibatun wa mustahabba. Wajiba, obligated, wa mustahabba, recommended. Wat-tawbatu al-wajiba, the obligated tawbah, تكون من فعل المحرمات وترك الواجبات. The obligated tawbah must be due to فعل المحرمات, committing the forbidden, وترك الواجبات, and abandonment of what's obligated. والمستحبة and the recommended one is due to the committing of the slight acts and abandoning recommended acts. At-tawbah al-nasuh, third, the correct and sincere. So inshallah ta'ala we'll continue the subject and we'll try to summarize the main points that are left, or the 10 means which Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah was referring to as means of warding of punishment and threats. And we mentioned the tawbah, we don't have now to go into further details about that. But the second that he mentioned is the istighfar, even when there is no tawbah. Because in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive the person because of his dua, even though he may not repent. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Anfal, chapter 8, verse 33, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And Allah would not punish them while you are amongst them, nor He will punish them while they seek Allah's forgiveness. The third means of warding of punishment and threats is by doing good deeds which will remove the punishments and the threats. And these are righteous deeds, expiators from righteous deeds, and these are of two types, prescribed in measure and specific in manner. Prescribed in measure and specific in manner. This is the first type. Like, for example, the expiation concerning the person who indulges in sexual intercourse with his wife in Ramadan, specified. Also, the one who is muzahir, saying of a husband to his wife, "You are to me like the back of my mother," meaning unlawful for me to approach. There is a prescribed measure and specific. Also, the person who commits the prohibited acts, for example, in Hajj, like intercourse, putting perfume in a state of ihram, or abandoning some of the obligations, like staying the night in Muzdalifah, etc. Or the one who commits the killing of the game while in a state of ihram. So these are prescribed in measure and specific in manner. The second is the general expiators, which expiates the general sins without being linked to a particular sin and without being prescribed in measure nor specific in manner. And from that is the trial, the affliction of the person by his wife, by his money, children, neighbors, etc. These are expiated by as-salah, siyam, fasting, charity, enjoining what is right, forbidding what is wrong. And from that is the general charity. As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, as-sadaqatu tutfi'u al-khati'atu kama yutfi'u al-ma'u al-nar. The sadaqah, the charity, extinguishes the sin, like the fire extinguishes, like the water extinguishes the fire. And from that also the prayers, the five prayers, and the Jum'ah to Jum'ah, and Ramadan to Ramadan, are expiators to what occurs between them from sins, as long as major sins are avoided. And from that is the dua of the believers for the person, and asking Allah for his forgiveness, whether he is alive or dead. And from that, for example, the salah, the funeral prayer, and the dua in that. This is one of the means of warding off punishments and threats, al-wa'id. So when the believer invokes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the believer, and from that, what is done on behalf of the deceased from what is legally acceptable, like the charity, or in some cases the hajj, this is beneficial by the explicit textual proofs from the sunnah. And also, this is the fifth. The sixth is the shafa'ah, the intercession of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and others whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permit concerning the people of sins on the day of resurrection, as this is replete from the ahadith of shafa'ah. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, for example, mentioned shafa'ati li ahli al-kaba'iri min ummati, my intercession is saved for the major sin doers of my ummah. And the seventh means of warding off punishments and threats are the calamities which may fall or befall the believer in this life. And these can be expiators. يقول النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ما يصيب المؤمن من وصب ولا نصب ولا هم ولا حزن. Nothing that touches the believer from toil, hardship, grief, worries, harm, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expiates his sins for that. And the eighth cause which Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah mentioned is what may occur from the afflictions and tests in the grave, and the squeeze in the grave. These can be also expiators for sins. And the tenth or the ninth matter which he mentioned as warding off punishment and as a warding off for punishment and threat is what occurs from the horrors on the day of resurrection and their hardships and difficulties. نسأل الله العافية. And on the last one which he mentioned, the tenth cause is, and this is without any cause by the slave himself, is the رحمةالله وعفو ومغفرته, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his pardoning and his forgiveness, without a cause from the slave. These are the 10 means of warding off punishments and threats which Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah mentioned, and also other scholars mentioned them, and from them is At-Tahawi rahimahullah and others as well. These are expounded in many places in the books of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, in the compilation of Fatawa, and also in As-Safaviyya and other books which we refer the listeners to study them and to contemplate them well, because they are very, very beneficial, alhamdulillah. This is, inshallah ta'ala, sufficient for this meeting. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you, and to accept this effort from me and you, and to forgive us our sins. And may Allah the Most High make us of those who hasten to forgiveness and to correctness of their shortcomings and their sins. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَجَزَاكُمْ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا وَبَرَكَ اللَّهُ فِيكُمْ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.